a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the beauty part.
Welcome, Wyack Bay, to the Talking Fit podcast.
Oh, you're only going to... I thought you were going to do the whole thing.
It's too hard.
That almost sounds... I've got to be careful saying this, but that almost sounds like Indigenous, Elkham Wayak Bay.
Lewis.
No, it does. Well, I know in a certain language it's gubba yay, gubba yay, gubba yay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I remember there was a lady who used to get up and say that at school. That's the only relation I'm making to it. I swear I'm not being racist.
Well, I'm speaking pig Latin.
Yeah. Grace has just randomly picked up on pig Latin out of nowhere for some reason. But anyway, welcome back, everyone.
Elkham Wayak Bay
to the Orkin' Tay It Fay podcast, Talking Fit podcast.
It Fay.
Episode 65 or something, I think it is. Look at us go, 65 episodes. We are litty titty.
Lucky you're keeping count.
Yeah, well, I keep count when I write up what ep it is. Like at the end, I have to save it. So I normally don't remember what episode is till the end of the ep. But anyway, welcome back, guys. Hope you've had a pleasant week.
Hope you've had a good week.
We've got a bit to get through this week. We've got a little bit to discuss. Hopefully, I feel like the energy last week was a bit hostile.
Sorry.
No, I was feeling a bit flat, I will admit, last week.
It didn't feel hostile, but I did listen back and I was like,
It's much better. I mean, it is 1 o'clock now, but I find...
I wasn't trying to come across as hostile, though.
Yeah,
I think
I was trying to
get a reaction out of Lewis, and he wasn't biting.
It's something to do with filming real late too, but it is 1 o'clock. But anyway, we won't digress on that too much. Grace, how was your week? Inform us, please. It's the hardest question every time we start these. How was your week? I don't remember.
My week was not bad.
Not bad.
I had uni.
Yep.
I hate uni. Yeah. But I had uni. Uni's back. It kept me busy. And then, yet again, my training week's been a little bit messed up because I had some other things going on. But felt good in the gym this week for the most part.
Yeah.
And I'm just keeping on. I'm just trying to get into a rhythm again.
Keeping on, yeah.
But I don't have really anything exciting to say.
No, not much happened in your week.
Just uni.
Yeah.
It literally consumed me.
That's fair.
But yeah.
Nice.
How was your week?
Exhilarating start here.
I'm sorry. Literally nothing fucking exciting.
No, that's all right.
It's just an average Joe week.
My week was also kind of the same, actually, a bit average Joe. But I've announced that I've officially ended my cut, I suppose. I should say that. I've only got... What, today's Saturday? Well, for you guys, it's Monday. But I've only got a week left, this last week, and then I'm done. I'm calling it. I'm pulling the plug because I'm about, in the 88s. And I know I said 87, but, I'm happy with how lean I am at the moment. I feel lean enough. I feel small enough. but I filmed a little video that I put up. Did well, actually.
It did do well.
It did well. I'm glad it did well because, you know, it's one of those things not to blow smoke up my own ass, but I feel like I worked hard for and it was just nice to have it. It's nice to have a little thing that sort of, I didn't do it for likes and stuff, but I'm saying it's nice to have a little
recap
of it all. Yeah, sort of thing.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to milk the shit out of it now. I'm going to be like... Three tips that may have helped me lose weight. I'm telling you, I'm gonna. So that's all the content that's coming for the next few weeks. I've decided to call it. I had I was filming myself sometime this week in the gym, which is where that video came from. And I looked back at it and I was like, holy shit, because there was a few... When I came back from being sick and I filmed myself a few times, I felt like I was a bit I'd obviously... held onto a bit of water and carbs from eating a bit more. And I was looking at myself and I was like, oh, I look really fucking shit. I'm not very happy. And then gave it a week and then I filmed that and I was like, holy fuck, like, Jesus. Like, I've actually got some proper abs on me too.
Yes.
Like, wow, six like, I'm patting myself on the back. I know. But, no, I'm happy with the results and I'm very excited to start eating food again. That's all I can say.
I'm excited for you to start eating too.
Yeah, I'm ready for a big old bulk, big old growing phase. And yeah, the eyes are set for the end of next year for something maybe. Who knows?
Exciting.
Anyway, enough about that. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure that the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.com to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
We have been sat all morning at home watching the opening ceremony for the Olympics. The Olympics have started officially.
How exciting.
Yes, it's best month of the year when it's on, I reckon.
I love the Olympics
so fucking
much.
Good. Can I just preface? This is one thing I had like a bone to pick with, the Olympics. I like don't understand people's hatred towards new sports being included in the Olympics.
Hey, I was saying this the other day as well.
Yeah, like I don't get, you know, I understand that like, you know, oh, traditionally the Olympics is supposed to be just these sports and stuff, not tennis and basketball. They already have enough going on and, oh, they send professional athletes. It's like, but who cares? It's just the world stage for sport, is it not?
And just don't watch it.
You know, and these people talk like, they were at the very first Olympics 1,000 years ago in fucking Athens, Greece or
when
something
they were, like fighting lions.
Yeah,
and shit.
Everyone goes, that's what the Olympics is about. It's just all boomers, I reckon. It's boomer talk. Like,
yeah.
Why would you be more annoyed with more to watch? Like, I don't get it. You mustn't like the Olympics then. That's what I just
and
think.
At the end of the day, everything that's in the Olympics is a sport.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, they're all sports.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're all worthy of being there. And if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
People
and it's like
they're just resistant to change.
Yeah, they're like, oh, these sports get enough spotlight and stuff and get paid enough money and whatever. And it's like, yeah, well, they don't have to go there. You know what I mean? Like the Novak Djokovic and all that, the tennis players, they don't have to go and represent their country at the Olympics if they don't want to. No one's putting a gun to their head to say, you have to go. Like, you know, they could easily sit back and let some other people do it. But they're choosing to do it on top of their schedule that already is like, you know, 4 major tournaments in the year and stuff. Same with like the basketball. It's their off season at the moment, but they're all in camp to go to the Olympics to, you know, play. And they could risk getting injured and, you know, missing out on a season in there. Like, you know, it's all sport. And that's what the Olympics is, I feel like, is a celebration of sport and like the competitiveness of the whole world in sport. That's what it should be.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't quite understand people's, like, hatred towards certain things. Like, oh, that's not fucking Olympic sport. Like, yeah. The only one that I feel like we can all say that to is, like, equestrian. That's only...
Do not get me started.
Oh, no, I can't do that again. I'm actually so excited, though, because I were watching, like, little clips of it yesterday for the rock climbing, though. That, if we're talking Olympic sports, that is something that should have been in the Olympics yonks ago. Like, it is, and it's an Olympic sport. Like, you watch it and you go, yeah, like, this is, like, the challenge of it, like, fuck, like the bouldering and stuff that they do, even the speed climbing, like, it's ridiculous. It just, and it takes a ridiculous amount of skill, like ridiculous. We're actually going rock climbing tomorrow because we're inspired.
It's pretty intense.
We're inspired to go do some. We've sort of got the itch.
You know what
to do
I want
to
say? If you ever look at a sport and you go, oh, that looks easy,
go
it
try
means
it.
That
yeah.
The athletes are doing a good job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like the horse riding. Oh, you just sit and fucking sit on a horse and does all the work.
No.
You have no fucking idea and you're ignorant if you think, like, they're doing their job if they make it look easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not ignorant enough to sit there and say that you literally just are sitting on the horse and doing nothing. The horse does everything in equestrian because, you know, that's not the case. I can understand that. But, yeah, no, it's definitely – I know what you mean. Like, we watched some of the – I hadn't properly watched, like, cross-country before in the equestrian, and I will give it to them. It is very, like, intense. That seems full-on, like, as fuck. It almost seems, like, dangerous for the horse, low-key. Like,
well, it is. That's the point of it.
Where's Peter? Where's the RSPCA saying this is just – this is not okay for the horses, you know?
Well –
bit extreme. They go from doing one huge jump to then have to go up a little, like a hill right in front of them somehow, and then do another jump over and stuff. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. The horses are like fucked. They're like tired. And
it's extremely extreme. It's an extreme sport.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why they spend years and years and years and years and years training for it.
Yeah, it's fair.
Because if you're not cut out for it, well, then you risk hurting yourself or the horse.
Yeah.
It's the risk you take.
Yeah.
And I have seen two people die.
I've
been riding,
which is pretty wild.
Two events, and
that's insane.
Twice people have been killed.
They were young people too.
Yeah, one girl was like 18.
Oh, fuck. That's fucked. See, that is bad.
20 something.
That's bad. You don't see that very often with any other sport. So yeah. What are your three most, like, highly anticipated sports for you for this Olympics? What are you keen to watch?
Oh, I haven't really thought about that. I like all of them. I literally love all the sports.
It's so funny where they're watching, like, the opening ceremony and Grace gets so excited when all the little, like, African countries and stuff, all the little Indonesian countries come out and they've got, like, four people.
And there's, like, five people and they're waving their flags, and they're pumped. So hype. It's just, I just wish they could all win gold medals because it's really cool that they've even made it to the Olympics. Yeah, like, that's unreal. Insane.
Were you a fan of how they did the opening ceremony? If you've seen it, guys, like, normally they do it in a stadium and they sort of do laps and stuff and whatever. But this time they did it on the, like, the Po River in Paris.
And they were all on boats.
But the order was all fucked up. And it was raining as well, so a disaster. But it was kind of, in a way, it's nice to see it different. I guess, like, it was because you've not seen an opening ceremony like that before.
Yeah, it was different. It's definitely iconic.
Classic Frenchies always trying to do something different, doing it different.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought the opening ceremony was kind of cool the way they came in on boats.
Yeah.
Like, no one else has done that, so that's a dub. Oh, three most anticipated sports. I do love watching the equestrian when it comes on.
I was going to say, you have to say equestrian.
Yeah, it's just a bit of me. So I also really, really like I'm such a basic bitch, but you have to love the swimming because we're so good at it.
100%.
And then probably I also do really like the athletics, but I also really like the weightlifting, and I also really like the hockey, and I also really like I'm excited for the rock climbing. I think the rock climbing will be sick.
Yeah.
There's probably some other ones that I haven't even said that. Oh, gymnastics. I love the gymnastics.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't like the, what do they call it, the artistic gymnastics.
No, that's so pretty.
That's a bit, nah. It's like the synchronized swimming. It's a bit, and there's going to be break dancing as well. This is just not my thing, but yeah, I can see why it's got a thing, because it's hard, but it's just not my thing. I love the, not the floor routines in the gymnastics, when they've got to do shit on bars and
like
stuff
the beams
like that.
And stuff.
That's fucked, because that is really difficult.
What
and how they like
the uneven
do
bars?
The fucking like T-pose on the rings and stuff.
Oh, those ones.
Unreal.
Too. Yeah, gymnastics is insane. So, yeah. I don't know. I can't pick a top three. I just like a bunch of them.
You like a lot. See, mine would be swimming, 100%. The basketball, I'm fucking keen for the basketball. As a basketball fan in general, you are keen for this Olympics because there is such a big turnout of, like, NBA, like, athletes across various countries. And obviously this USA team is looking unbeatable and they have lost a few times. But I'm also keen for it because Australia should do well. We've got a tough pool, but we should do well because, you know, we beat France, who's a good country, and we beat Serbia, and we nearly beat the USA. So I'm confident. We play tonight too, so I'm hoping for a dub. And my third one would be What'd I say? Swimming, basketball, and the rock climbing. I'm keen for the rock climbing.
There's another one that I remembered. Table tennis.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. Table tennis.
Yeah. You can't not get keen for that. That's fucking unreal, the table tennis.
So good.
Because if everyone's played table tennis, everyone knows that it's like, you know, it's fun. But try and think of playing it at an Olympic level where the ball is getting fucking pinged at you and you have to react in time to hit it back and like, oh, it's...
Do you know what else is really good?
What?
I really like the archery as well.
Really? Okay, I think we're getting carried away.
No. Have you watched them like shoot off for
It's impressive.
Gold?
It's impressive. It's no, the same with the shooting.
Have you watched them like shoot for a gold?
No.
It's so intense.
Yeah, it would be. It would be fucking, you'd be on their GC. Any, like anything for
watching
gold.
Any of the, yeah, the finals, like the gold medal.
You can watch your finals for anything, insane. Yeah.
But no, I like archery, Lewis.
Yeah, look, I could sit here and say I like virtually most things too, but there are some things I'm just like, oh,
like, I would sit and watch that.
Like the rowing, I'm not really like fussed on the rowing.
No, the rowing, I love the rowing.
See, it's like, it's. I'm glad we do well in it and it is cool, but
no, I love the rowing.
It does get intense, I will say. Any sort of race like that, it can be good to watch.
That sort of stuff stresses me out. Yeah, races and stuff.
That's why swimming is good.
Where I love the rowing as well. Swimming's intense.
Obviously the sprints too. I think the 100-meter sprints, 200-meter sprints, like they're fucking the best, good too. Yeah. Even up to the 400, like they're all fun to watch. And the relay, relays are always good too. Big month ahead for the Olympics.
So exciting.
I hope we can talk about, you know, bits and pieces throughout the next month on the pod. Like, you know, if an Aussie's done well here or someone, you know, some underdogs come out and won a gold somewhere and we see it. You know, that's what Olympics is awesome for. These people you'd never hear of coming out and doing like some ridiculous shit and winning like a gold medal.
I want a small country to
win a
gold.
Best achievement in sport, gold medal. Yeah, so do I. That would be good. Everyone goes for the underdogs too, I feel like. If your country's not in it, you're going for the underdog country.
Fuck you, Russia. Whoa, fuck you, whoa. Great Britain. Fuck whoa. You, China. And fuck you, USA.
Whoa. Well, you know, we're kind of... Well, we have a small population, so we're, in a way, probably the best underdog team in the world because we are consistently top 10 at the Olympics considering our fucking size, which is unreal. But we are sort of like heavyweights when it comes to things like the pool and like certain events where we should win.
Ass.
Rowing,
yeah,
even the hockey we should do well in that. But yeah, exciting times ahead. Another thing we have to discuss is this new big thing that's opening at Beresfield in the Hunter.
Yes,
the new World Gym at Beresfield. Oh my fucking god! We got to talk about it just for a bit. If you guys know about this gym that's opening up, and, you know, like, obviously, if you aren't local, so if you're not from the Newcastle, Maitland area, you aren't going to quite understand it. But there's a new World's Gym. If you know World's Gym, you know, there's one at Maitland and stuff that is opening at Beresfield of all places. I'm going to just assume it's because land is cheaper there because this gym is fucking huge. Like,
so big.
It is literally an American gym because, you know, when you think American gyms, you think monstrously big, like warehouse gyms, like huge. So much space, dumbbell rack that stretches 100 meters, like, you know, shitloads of machines, never going to have to wait sort of a thing. I never thought I'd see the day where we would see one of those anywhere near us because, you know, it's Newcastle. It's sort of, you know, we've got our Anytime Fitnesses. We've got all the franchisee gyms like the Earth Fitnesses and all that. They're all here and they're you know, they're raking in a lot of the clientele for this area. The World Gym at Maitland, we've never been to it, but from what I've heard, it's pretty good. World Gyms are like probably the closest thing we have to an American gym.
Yeah.
Because they've got the big artworks of like, you know, your Arnolds and your Ronnies on the wall and stuff. Huge mirrors, cool lighting, you know, a fucking coloured themed gym, like red and black and whatever it is. But this new one that's opening at Beresfield is unlike anything I've ever seen and I cannot fucking wait to go there. And I know so many people are. There's a lot of hype around this gym. But it's funny to me that it's in Beresfield of all places.
Beresfield's like, so random.
Yeah, but I think, like I said, if you've seen the size of this gym, it's fucking huge. And it would just simply because that'd be the only place they could buy land. And it's clever because it's not too far from like the Raymond Terrace area where we go, or Maitland.
Yeah.
They will draw in virtually everyone from there, at least to begin with.
Yeah, it's sort of a little bit central to those towns, which is handy for them.
Like, and I was going through it. It's got everything perfect. Like, Grace and I did an episode ages ago about what we said, like, we'd want if we, you know, opened up our own gym and stuff. I saw something like they have 5 leg extensions and stuff. That's oh my fucking God. That's, like, unheard of. Any time I've been to has one. Always just one at the most.
Yeah, so
and it
slack.
Pisses me the fuck off. It's the same with Smith machines. They are such hot pieces of equipment. Why do we only have one of them? You know, but then you've got like the most irrelevant pieces of equipment, like fucking just, I don't know, anything else that barely gets used, dust on it and all sorts.
Yeah.
But we'll go one leg extension. Like, come on. What else was it? They've got like 4 of the big, like, joining, like, cable sort of stack things, like the, I don't know what they're called, but they've got, like, you know, the cables, they've got your lat pull-downs attached and stuff. They've got 4 of them. That's, like, the minimum amount I'd expect for this gym because it's fucking huge. And Raymond Terrace has 3 of them, which is unreal. What else do they have? They've got saunas, ice baths. They've got a Pilates studio.
Posing room.
They've got...
Cafe?
Yes, cafe. See, all things that we said we would put into our gym if we were... Like, this is 100% the sort of thing that you need in a gym. Well, a cafe was a huge one. Like, I think... You know, because everyone loves, like, eating that goes to the gym, right? And if you can make a convenient thing where you even make little meal prep meals to sell to people, anabolic, you know, post-workout things, protein shakes, like, stall thing, like, you make protein shakes, pre-workout shakes or stuff, you know, like, have sups on stack, like, you got creatine that you can give people, pre-workout, all sorts. It's genius. It's genius, and I love it, and I love that they're doing it. And they've even got, like, the really good lighting, those, like, hexagon light things that were at the only other place I've seen them is at Hunter Performance Center. They're goated lights.
Yeah,
they're, like
them.
The lighting makes the gym so much better. But I can't get over how big this fucking thing is. If you guys have seen it, you'll go, holy shit. They have, like, even the what are the calf raises called where you bend over? The
like
donkey.
The donkey raises, aren't they?
Yeah, something like that. They've even got one of them. Like, they've got... Everything. Pendulums. They've got like.
They've got pendulums.
You've probably never seen a pendulum in your life. Plural. These guys have 2 of them or 3 of them.
That's insane.
What? Like, yeah. Unreal. So I cannot wait to go to this gym, and I know everyone else can't.
We might. Like, it's almost good enough for us to consider swapping memberships because.
Very well. Yeah.
It's the same distance away from my house to the terrace.
Yeah, and it's like only like 5-10 minutes longer from mine or something. So,
and then it's like 10 minutes from there to the terrace.
The only thing that this is why any time is so good is because there's gyms everywhere.
100%.
So like when we're at Grace's house, we'll typically go to Raymond Terrace, but when we're at mine, we go to like Warner's Bay or we could go to fucking, you know, Edgeworth or we could go to Newey West. You know, there's like a various amount that we can go to.
We'll at least be contemplating a membership.
Yeah. I wish I had a fitness passport.
Me too.
Because they're accepting fitness passports and that would just be perfect.
How do I get one without actually working in a fitness passport job?
Yeah. Well, I think I'll get one next year.
Tell me.
With my job. So I'm hoping to get one and jump all over it because really want one.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. Speaking of this new gym too, Grace and I, we rocked up to Terrace Gym yesterday, and it was so random. We sort of like, you know, driving in, pulling in, and we look in the car park, and here's a fucking Lamborghini Urus parked in Raymond Terrace at the gym.
I've
turned to Grace and gone, what the fuck? I'm like, that's a Lamborghini Urus. And she goes, oh, like what? Like, and it was the owner of the anytime at Raymond Terrace's car.
Shout out Russell.
Yeah, shout out Russell. Which we sort of like clicked on with straight away. But I sort of sat there and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
it was sort of like, we sort of clicked on, but we were like, there's no way he's bought a Urus.
We knew, like, he was like well off, but not this
not
well
Urus
off.
Level.
Like that's a sort of fuck you money you've got.
Yeah,
like,
but he is. Cause we went in and the lady in the front room, we were looking at her. She's like, oh, like, can I help you? And I was like, have you seen the Urus out the front?
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, oh, yeah, like, that's Russell's. I was fucking hell.
Yeah.
And like, damn, he's done well.
And what's it called? He owns, like, a few of them, but...
Yeah, a few of the gyms, yeah.
Grace had been saying this for a while now.
Yeah, I brought this up months ago. Yeah, yeah. And nobody gave my idea any thought.
Well, we can talk about it a bit.
Took anything away from what I was saying.
It's just that it was just the, like, I guess the logistics of it we've got to look more into because, you know, but it's like seeing that yesterday and then like realizing the sort of money you can make from this thing. Also, it would be low key really a lot of fun to own a gym, I feel like a lot of fun. At least, you know, we'd think, like, find it a lot of fun, I feel like. But, you know, I sort of was like to Grace yesterday, I was like, nah, let's actually try and make that like our savings goal and stuff. And well, because Grace originally said, let's buy a gym before we buy a house. And see, when you hear that, just as any sort of person, you sort of would think, what the fuck? Like, you know, but at the end of the day, like, that's not a bad idea because you're buying land anyway. And, you know, if you pay that all off, like, it's still land that you own at the end of the day. And if you want to sell it, then you're going to sell it and, you know. But it would be, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, like, yeah, it would be. Because even the sense of, like, Grace and I being like, I wish we had our own, like, fucking private gym. Like, or gym that we own film stuff. Because it would make life 1,000 times easier. Like, it's a huge cheat code if you're, like, in this sort of a space. But, you know, that's like a fucking dream. Like, yeah. It's a mad luxury. Like, you're not going to get that just as any sort of regular Joe Blow. Like, and so, yeah, well, you talk more about, like, the process of it, though, because you know more about it than I do. Like, if you were to say, well, this is what we'll toss up, whether or not you open one from scratch or you franchise, like, an Anytime Fitness. But even if you were to franchise an Anytime Fitness, what do you do as, like, the manager? Because that's what we're trying to figure out. You have staff that staff the gym, so, like, the girls that work out the front and stuff. So they are the ones sort of going around and, like, you know, signing people up, all that sort of stuff. You got cleaners that clean the gym and everything. Anytime Fitness have that schedule of, like, when to offer half-price memberships, like, all those, like, the deals and stuff like that. And so I'm sat there thinking, like, and the girls run, like, the social media and stuff and whatever. Like, you don't have to do it. Like, obviously, I'm obviously being ignorant to what the manager or the owner does. Like, there's clearly would be, still a fair bit of, like, you know, work to be done. But, like if, like, there was maintenance needing done, like, they would have to come in and sort of organise fixing that, like we've seen and stuff. So, but it's just, it's unreal to me, though. I'm trying to still wrap my head around what would a day in someone that owns, like, yeah, an Anytime Fitness's life look like? You know what I mean? Like, how hectic would it be or full on? You know, and I can't envision it being madly hectic.
I don't know.
It's the money that they would draw in, if especially, like, obviously with the guy that owns the Terrace, Russell, like, and the other ones he owns, they're all in really good areas in terms of, like, just, like, they're very popular and there's lots of building that's going around it and houses are going in. The population is just growing, so the gyms are going to grow too. So obviously it all really comes down to where you open this gym. And like you were saying, they have, like, if you go in and try and, like, franchise at any time, they, like, give you, is it, they give you spots or, like, what happens? Like,
well, like, you can go onto their website and they have sites that are available to either build.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's sites for sale, I guess.
Yeah, and but they, like, the ones that they had up were, like, a bit, like, didn't you say there was one at Brankston, they said, and stuff?
I'll get,
like,
up a list.
Yeah, like, a lot of the places they have are kind of, like,
You've definitely got to do your research, yeah. Because a lot of the areas are either small or they're out of the way.
Yeah.
Or they're holiday areas.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anytimes, they're the sort of gyms, too, where you'd want to buy somewhere where they are the primary gym,
yeah.
Because all you have to do is move 2 hours south to Sydney and they're dog shit down there.
That's
and
true.
No one goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you have to know the area. Like, even if you were to go to Port Macquarie, you go up there, World Gym's the number one.
Yeah.
Anytime there is a piece of shit gym.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad. bad.
Like, you've sort of just got to know the demographic a little bit.
Well, and isn't there, like, there's, like, almost, like, packages in a way with, like, so you can open up a smaller one, which are, like, ones, like, you see, like, at Green Hills, Port Macquarie, like, the really shit ones that are just, like, tiny. But then there's ones, like, you can open up, like, bigger ones that are sort of more like a Warners Bay or something, and then even bigger ones like a Terrace or, like, a, like, I think there's, like, different sizes. Because obviously it depends on how much land you buy too, as well, because you're buying the land, aren't you, as the owner?
I don't know how it all works. So they say low-cost investments starting at approximately $350,000, but that would be for the small club.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that
the
would
real
be,
small
like,
one.
Base level. Mm. So, like, you're looking, like, upwards of that by a fair bit, I think, if you were to gonna get a big gym.
Still, though, you, like, look at it. Say you were to put $700,000, like double that. And it's like a, what, if that goes a lot into the land, that's like a 10% deposit, $70,000. That's, right, like, savable.
So, like, they've put here for the small club format, you've got a smaller minimum investment, low staffing model, lower equipment costs, and then, like, ongoing support, rah, rah, rah. So, obviously, the bigger you go,
the more successful.
Yeah, but, like, obviously, the more cost. So, like, as the owner, like, you'd be, getting organized, all the equipment, you'd have to have, more staff on, cleaners, all your overheads would be way more expensive. You've got a bigger place to maintain.
Yeah.
But, like, if you can do it, you'd probably want to do that.
Yeah.
Because they're better.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just fucking do it. Let's just, I reckon we just do it. I'm all in on your original idea now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it was Grace's idea. She was the one that definitely was saying a lot about it recently. And, yeah, we, like, didn't look enough into it, or, like, you know, I would sort of shut it down, I guess, in a way. But now, like, just thinking of it, I'm like, why the fuck not? Like, you know. And at the end of the day, you're investing still because you're buying land, no? You know, I'd like to know how much, like, any time come in and do, though, like, if you're opening it up, like, do they come in and, like, the equipment's already chosen, or you must be the one that goes through and picks what you get, sort of a thing? And
I don't know.
Be interesting to see how that all works. It'd be interesting. It'd be good to talk to someone that owns one.
100%. And, like, as you said, though, there's just so much that they wouldn't tell you here about the cost, like how much of it goes to the franchise and stuff. But I reckon it'd be sick. Like, if you could get your foot in the door and you had the opportunity to do something like that and had the resources to sort of stay afloat while it's growing.
Yeah.
Then you're sort of setting yourself up on a pretty good path, because doing that, like franchising a gym compared to starting at a smaller gym from scratch, like the risk
is a lot higher.
That comes with, starting your own gym would be insanely higher. And like you're doing it all yourself. Like you're doing, you've got to come up with all your business models. You're doing, you're like the staff there essentially. You've got to try and market yourself, make a name for the gym, like buy all the equipment. Like, I don't know. It's just respect to anyone that does start up their own gym.
Huge.
Because holy shit, that would be risky.
You know what I'd like to do is like franchise like a few anytimes and like get like the money up for
and
it.
Then build
and
our
then
own.
Build our own. That's just sort of like, you know, Eugene Teo has that one. It's not like a commercial one that we're building for like the public, but it's just one that we have for ourselves.
And our
but,
friends.
But
and
like,
stuff,
yeah, but like we can use it as a space where like, say, you know, you're coaching and stuff, you can have clients come in because at the end of the day, it's your fucking gym. You know what I mean? Like that would, tell me that's not the dream. Like, fuck.
I'll have a look.
Oh.
So currently, there's no full-size club locations in New South Wales for any time.
Right, shit.
There's small club formats in New South Wales. Brankston Casino.
Oh, that's out of
Marimbula and Mwilumbula. One of them places out in the sticks, bro.
Whoop, whoop.
Queensland have a couple.
Where in Queensland?
Full-size clubs. Gympie.
That's a bit whoop-whoop.
Narang, Runaway Bay, Robina, Maryborough.
Well, obviously it makes sense. A lot of the ones, that if you're going to open up, they're going to have to be you know,
it's crazy.
Starting to go west.
It's crazy even looking back at this because when I checked like a few months ago, there was so many more locations on here and now they're gone.
They've been gobbled up. Yeah, shit. Maybe it's a market that's not going to be open for too much longer.
Airlie
like
Beach.
Who knows? Airlie Beach is a holiday sort of. Yeah, it's a holiday spot. I don't know about opening
it. But then it says, can't find a territory for you. Fill out the form here and let us know where you're interested and we'll get back to you.
True, but I feel like they would just, because it's their business at the end of the day. If they're not recommending it, they're probably going to shut you down and go, nah.
But like low-key, I would fully buy a fucking gym before a house and I would just like live in a van.
Live in a van, yeah.
Until it...
Like,
up,
yeah,
you know
like
I mean?
Just pay rent somewhere. Yeah, for sure. I know, I get what you mean. Well, I was even thinking if you wanted to see based off the spaces that they've given you, I'd just go out to those towns. You obviously assess it yourself, sort of have a look around, look up the numbers and stuff. Then I'd just send out and spam the fuck out of like surveying the people that were there about whether or not they would like want an Anytime Fitness or a gym, you know, and just see what the general, like you just survey the shit out of it and see like, whether or not the, you know, population wants to or not, you know. Like, it'd be, you just do a lot of research into the space that you're looking into.
I'm just looking at World Gym as well.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be in any time. It could be, yeah, World Gym, which, low-key, they're a bit...
Could be World.
A bit nice, I feel.
Could be AMF.
Yeah, AMF. Again, AMF's, like, you know, quite nice. And that's a thing, if you have a World or EMF, you're probably going to get more into the bigger, like, popular areas because they're not really too out there just yet. Well, at least I could be ignorant to it. I don't think they're too out there yet. What?
To download the info pack for franchising a World Gym, one of the questions is, do you have a minimum of $1 million to secure your World Gym territory?
Whoa, $1 million. Wow.
Does that mean like $1 million up
front?
That's gotta
mean, nah.
Or does that mean like
no.
You could get a mortgage for
mortgage.
$1 million? Surely,
mortgage.
Right? Mortgage.
No
the fuck?
One, because if you think, even if they're thinking like $1 million, like in terms of a deposit, 10%, like that $10 million, that's not
what?
Right.
No, wait, where'd you get $10 million from?
Well, do you have a minimum, like that'd be like a deposit. If they were no, that's why I'm saying like that must be in terms of a mortgage, not just having $1 million up front. Because you would mortgage the land, you would need to mortgage no one can just up front buy that sort of land without being
rich
well
already.
Off as fuck. Yeah, so
you know what, we should talk to Russell.
We should maybe we get him on and see.
Low-key, what the fuck?
What?
Russell won't come on the podcast.
True, but
he's
I would like
to Europe.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah, true.
I love how we're talking about this as if we're like best mates.
Yeah,
with Russell.
Best mates. Doesn't even know we are. Yeah.
No, we're just admiring.
Yeah, we are. We genuinely
he's seriously done well. Like,
yes.
Life goals.
Talk about a goal. Yeah, that is a life goal and a half. So, well, there you go. And look, we have this podcast. We've got like what 30 people that listen. You know, everyone here would sign up. You know.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
We've got 30 people.
Yeah. Yeah. You should move to like Airlie Beach and come sign up.
Oh God!
No, interesting thoughts, and yeah, that would
we
be.
We need to discuss this more.
Yes.
Hey, if you guys know anyone that owns an Anytime,
yeah, let
or
us know.
A gym, let us know.
If you're an owner of an Anytime, talk to us, like, because I want to know more about it.
I want to
know. I
want to
know everything about it.
Because
yeah.
We're sitting here talking out of our ass, like being.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Thrilled.
Just
we
no,
have
well, no, no. We're just
idea.
Yeah. It's just from an outsider's perspective.
No,
this
yeah,
is
no,
what it
but
is.
Like we're sitting here talking about like trying to justify costs as if we know what the fuck we're
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
We just don't. But it seems.
Well, Grace was throwing around numbers like, you know, oh, this is how much their turnover would be in a week. Then you got to minus off all the costs. Like you'd be looking at like a few thousand, like you'd be taking home a week and stuff. Like obviously we'll just, you know, throwing numbers out there, but just like Grace is something like $4,000 a week. And I'm like, fucking what? Like, holy shit. Like, just to sit there and not really do, like, a lot. But obviously,
that
you
was
know,
a complete
yeah, yeah.
guesstimate.
Guesstimate.
Like,
and,
there is absolutely yeah. no backing behind yeah.
well,
that.
There's
got
to be, at the end of the day, there's got to be something to it that stops everyone from doing it.
That's
and that's what we're
I'm
completely
thinking.
Ignorant to.
That's
yeah.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. There must be a reason why more people haven't done
maybe
this.
We're being ignorant and looking at just these gyms in Newcastle that do well because they're in Newcastle and it's a growing city. But then, like, you know, you look at a, it'd be interesting to talk to someone that owns, like, say, the Port Macquarie one or something somewhere, or in Sydney where they don't do well.
That's what I said before.
So it's, it must be a very much a coin flip depending on where you go sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying.
There must be more risk than we're thinking.
You have to do your research.
Exactly.
Because you can't just open one wherever. Yeah,
exactly. No, exactly. Well, that's then what you get, I guess, as a benefit of opening your own one is you can open it wherever the fuck you want to. Like, obviously, where you can get land. But, for instance, like, any time we're going to restrict where you're going if there's already an any time close by, because they're going to be like, there's no point. You know what I mean?
What?
Well, there's a reason there was no...
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
I said, well, that's part of the benefit you would get opening your own one from scratch is you can open it wherever you'd want. You're not limited by any time that are saying, you know, you can only go to these places because they've already got gyms there. You know what I mean? Like, wherever you could get land, you could open up your own. That's why I'm saying would be a benefit to opening your own one from scratch.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been chatting for like 40 minutes.
I know.
Is there anything else you want to chat about? Or do you want to play a game?
We'll play a game.
Do you want to play a game?
Let's play Sleeping Lions.
Grace is fucking tired, fucking flat as today.
What? No, I'm not.
Yeah, I was having a good chat to myself just then for about 10 minutes when I was talking
about
that gym.
I was just letting you talk.
Lazy you know, too. She had her feet up on the desk just before.
You asked me.
She was nodding off.
You go, oh, like Grace, talk us through the process of, like, you know, what might be involved in having a gym. And then you just proceed to list off all of the processes. So then I can't say
anything. Well, no, because you just didn't say anything. You were just there like, and you look like you're falling asleep.
You didn't give me a minute to talk about it.
Well, I was trying to, but you just
seemed. I'm not complaining.
You just
seemed so fine.
Yeah, you just seemed to be out of it. That's all. Grace, you didn't take your speed tablet, did I?
I was just letting you have the mic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, what? Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
What game do you want to play?
I don't know.
Wavelength, draft, something.
Not draft. That was like low-key, like.
You're not a fan?
It was okay.
But we did bodybuilders. That's why. It fucking sucked. Sorry if you listened that far and the episode was titled that shitty little segment at the end. We could draft other things, though. Like, we could draft, like, food things, you know, like fruit. Or we could draft. What? Grace doesn't want to draft fruit. I don't know why.
It makes me laugh. Like, yeah, let's draft fruit. Mandarins.
It's supposed to be random, you know.
No, what the fuck? That's so random.
I'm just thinking if I had anything else to chat about.
What's another game?
You're just a bit sleepy.
Is anyone else scared of the dentist?
Scared of the dentist. No, yeah, Grace went to the dentist on fucking, when was it?
I went to the dentist on Thursday and I cried in the chair.
Yeah, literally, like, she was crying and shaking as well.
Yeah,
because, like,
it's scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how people have a fear of the dentist, to be honest.
Because you've never had two fucking nerve blocks shoved in your teeth. Yeah. Have you ever had a needle?
No, I've never had a cavity.
You don't understand the fear of it then.
Nah, but it's whatever. Like, it's just...
Yeah, well, I used to say that too, and I have had, like, a few needles in my mouth, and it's whatever, but I just can't handle when
I've got my wisdom teeth out.
That's... You were knocked out. You are at Mr. Private Health Insurance. No, I...
Peasant. Don't talk to me, peasant.
No, I just don't like when they get the drills out.
Yeah.
The drills are so scary, and then they...
Get on the tools.
They get too deep.
They get too scary.
Guys, I have to go back next week. Send prayers. No.
But anyway, Grace, we need to play a segment. We need to end this app off with a fun little segment.
Are we doing Red Light, Green Light?
Yeah, but we're not doing training past 2 p.m. That's dead.
I'm confused, but isn't it
dead.
Just you say random things and you say whether it's a red light or green light?
No, you're supposed to say something that's a little bit, like, you know, spicy or a little bit, like,
having sex before the gym.
Oh, say it again. Say it again, Grace. Red light, green light.
Red light, green light. Having sex before the gym.
Whoa. I'm going to go with a green light. What are you going to go with, Grace? Can this encapsulate just like orgasming before the gym, we'll say?
What, so fapping off?
Like, yeah, well, just, you know, for the people that may not have, you know, be getting a lot of action out there, maybe they might fap off before they beat one out before the gym. Warm up their forearms a bit before they go and work out. This is a fucked one. This is a good one, though. Yeah. Well, what were you saying, red light or green light? I said green.
I'm going to say green light.
I was about to say,
definitely
excuse you.
What?
That's hypocritical if you said red light.
Why is it hypocritical? Wait, what do you mean?
Because we bang all the time before we go to the gym. No,
you can't.
You know what?
We have to cut that. That's outrageous. That's an outrageous
No, it's
thing
funny.
To say.
All right. There was this all this stuff that would go on about like, oh, your testosterone plummets after your orgasm and stuff. So why would you go and work out? There was actually, I remember seeing all this stuff about it and whatever. But it's just, I reckon it's just all faff. It's all false. There's nothing wrong with it. Gets you warmed up, gets the heart rate going a bit, gets the blood circulating. You don't have to do your low sort of intensity walk when you start your sesh to avoid injury. You just get busy with it. Get busy with it. But if you're the one that's sort of, you're using your right hand or whatever, then maybe just wait till after the gym, I guess, If you can't control your urges that bad, like go take that out on the weights, you know what I mean? Like, well, don't hump the weights, but, go and just, beat out a good sesh, instead of beating one. What's this convo? This is like our explicit, this is our Patreon, sort of like if we had a Patreon, this would be the part of the episode. Yeah. Right, guys, welcome to the bean spillers or whatever. Welcome to the fucking weirdest
the
combos we have.
You wouldn't.
Unhinged.
No, well, it releases like endorphins and dopamine.
It does.
And stuff.
It does. It make you feel good.
That's
some
why
people
a
though,
bunch of people wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And they orgasm.
Yeah.
It sets you up for a good day.
See, but then it's weird because I feel really tired sometimes afterwards. Like sometimes it puts me to sleep almost, afterwards. Because you sort of, I don't know if it's the physicality
I've
of it or just doing it.
That, like after dudes ejaculate, that it makes them real sleepy.
Yeah, because I get real tired sometimes. Like I could just easily go to sleep straight away, you know what I mean? So, I don't know if it'd be counterproductive
in
that way.
I've seen a TV show that was, that sort of did a study on whether having sex before competing or doing some sort of sport was beneficial, and I'm pretty sure they found out it was.
Yeah, right.
Like it was.
I would like
to
see the research for
it's
it.
Weird.
I haven't looked too much into it.
Think as you said, like if you were to just think and not really have much knowledge on really like hormones and whatnot,
yeah,
you'd think that it wouldn't be good because you're like draining your ball sack. So.
Yeah.
As a girl,
not just ball sack,
it
would have been inclusive of the women too. What are you straining?
No, I was just about to say that. Well, no, but I don't know what it's like for women in terms of like what, yeah, like what,
draining
I don't really
your ovaries,
know what happens. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see the, like you just mentioned, like there would be something out there. Someone's done some weird research and been like, right, fap off before the gym and we'll measure your performance or something.
Red light, green light, having sex at the gym.
Whoa, fucking hell.
I'm kidding.
That's a big green light. All right, no. Grace and I do that all the time. What
no,
do you think?
What the fuck?
No, that's a bit ridiculous.
I can't even back that joke. That's outrageous.
Mm. What about post-workout cardio? Red light, green light.
Green light.
Green light. Although, see, now I feel like I'd be tired after the gym and you get back and you're sort of
weak.
A bit like, whoa, fucking excuse you. Pardon?
There's so many TikToks that's like, oh, my God, the perfect day, wake up, eat, go gym, post-workout
Bang.
Cardio, cook dinner. And honestly, it sounds really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're into that, if you're into doing it whilst you're all sweaty and like, oh, okay. I don't like it. No, I'm joking. All right.
It's an ADL, guys. You know what that means?
What is
it's
that?
An activity
oh,
of daily
yeah.
living.
That's outrageous
it
that that is actually
an
activity an of daily living.
It's an essential part of being a human. And it's an, and
but
it's
then
a,
what about the people that, get, that can't get
part,
busy?
It's an essential part. And plays a big role in our well-being as humans.
What about
so,
the people then that, can't get any action? What happens
then?
Well,
that's why you have people like me, OTs. We can help you get...
get busy.
We can
what
help.
Are you? Is matchmakers.com or your OTs?
No, well, there's...
Or are you prostitutes? He's helping get busy.
I beg your finest pardon right now.
Well, that was... You set yourself up there.
Yeah.
But no, what happens then to the people if it's required, what happens to the people that can't get busy?
Well, you figure out ways so you can get busy.
Well, I guess, what, masturbation then? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, what do you mean by, what are you talking about?
Well, you said
about?
It's an activity, it's essential.
What?
To daily, like, living.
Like sex and
yeah,
like,
but then
well, wouldn't like masturbating come under the same
masturbating.
Umbrella?
Masturbating. I guess, but then isn't there all that? There's all the like negative stigma towards doing it, like
towards.
Well, I guess doing
stigma,
it towards corn.
There's a
corn.
Stigma towards doing it and watching corn.
Yeah, corn.
Because that's different.
Yeah,
you can do it and not watch corn.
Corn. Yeah. There you go.
Which seemingly is difficult. But it is possible.
Yeah.
And, like, if you can work towards anyway. Doing that, don't support the corn industry.
All right. I don't know how we've gone from talking about the Olympics at the start of this episode to talking
OTs
corn.
And then you accuse us of corn being hub. Prostitutes. That's outrageous.
No. I was just joking. If you're an OT out there and you're helping people get sex in as part of their ADL, good on you. You know, you're doing the world a good service.
For the ADL.
Yeah, ADL.
Yeah, but anyway, go have sex.
Yeah, go fuck. Everyone, go fuck.
Go fuck.
Yeah, go fuck.
Go
or go fuck
fucked.
Yourself. Yeah.
Go fuck or go get fucked.
Yes. All right. Anyway, that definitely
Do you
has
not
to
have
signal.
Any red light, green light?
No, that was a good one. Yeah, that was actually not a bad one. Somehow that was like a semi-serious red light, green light in a way. No, I don't really, but that was a good red light, green light, Grace. Good work. Mm. We were going to do that whole thing of going back and, like, doing
oh
our old takes,
God.
But I didn't do my research
That's
this
right.
week.
We'll do that next week.
So we'll do it next week. No, we will. I've got a couple down that are pretty outrageous. And when I say them, I'm actually, like, I cringe at the things I said. For clicks and views, honestly. But we'll get a good, because there'll be plenty in there that maybe we still agree with too. We'll talk about ones that, you know, over the last year and a half haven't changed, but also there's definitely some things in there that we can just cringe and shake our head to and go, what the fuck were we smoking? But anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Did you have any final words?
This was a bit of a chaotic episode.
It was. A bit all over the place, but we got a good chat out of it, I think. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Scumbag in another app here, talking about sex, talking about corn. yeah, have you got any final words for the people, Grace? Udgay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Udgay Wybay.
Go live your best life.
Yes. Go. Yeah, there we go. Any wisdom for the people? Yeah, that would be not bad. Any wisdom?
Believe in yourself.
I'm going to see quickly if I have any wisdom that I've got, like, saved on my phone. Because I do sometimes on TikTok go on and...
save wisdom.
Save some wisdom just to share with you guys. Just to, you know, in case...
My wisdom is don't drink,
you know who?
Don't
can I,
smoke.
Can I just say...
Sleep, eat, go to the gym.
Who is out...
Bang, repeat.
Oh, fucking... That's brilliant motto to live by. You know who's really good motivationally? Is Jimmy Carr. Have you heard Jimmy Carr's, like talking
Jimmy
motivationally?
Carr, Jimmy Carr puts me into existential crises sometimes.
Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson made this really good point of, like, if you could live forever, would you, right? Would you live forever? And he said, and he made the analogy to, like, flowers. Would you prefer to be given, yeah, real flowers or plastic ones?
Real flowers.
Real flowers. Why?
I don't know. I feel like there's more to them.
You know why? Because they die. You have a certain period of time where you have to enjoy them because they're not going to be there forever.
Yeah, that's so valid.
And, like, some people go, oh, because they're real and whatever. And but what makes them real? They die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they
so,
smell nice.
Yeah, that too. But, yeah, he was saying, like, you know, would you live forever if you could? And he said no, and he said a lot of people would say no, because what meaning does your life have then,
yeah,
if you don't die?
100%.
If you're not given – it's the same with, like, having struggles in your life. You have to. If everything was easy and given to you, what meaning would you have?
Yeah.
And as much as we sit here as people and go, you know, I want this and this and this, and wouldn't life be great if I won the lotto and everything was just sorted for me? Yes. But would your life not be a little less meaningful, you know what I mean? Because now you've got everything easily. And it would be, you know, it's all about making the most of the time that you're here for, you know. That's what makes life, like, worth living, I suppose, and important, you know. But, yeah, that was just a cool little analogy that I thought.
Axe Fay.
Axe Fay, yeah. Axe facts. Fay. Facts if you're not up with the lingo. Oh, yeah, Sam Sulek, actually. Sam Sulek preaches as well pretty good. He was talking about, like, how, like, not to get too taken away by, like, real nitpicky stuff in, like, science-based training and stuff, but it's still good to have. But he was saying don't get too lost in it, because he was saying they made, like, an analogy. He's like, you're losing the forest looking at the tree. He said, so you're, like, zoning in on one little part of this huge thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's another good one. That's a good one. 100%. So there you go, guys. Bit of motivation. Bit of motivation. Hopefully that inspired you to
quit your fucking job.
Yeah, quit it.
Just don't
get out
work.
Of the rat race.
Don't work.
Yeah, go you live.
Just go live. Don't earn any money and just live.
Yeah, that's the wisdom for you guys this week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. We will catch you guys next week, as always. Most consistent podcast in the world out here we are. well, you know, you'll be sat there on your Monday going, where's the fucking new app? And then you won't hear anything for us for a week. You'll have our little hiatus for a week and you won't hear nothing.
And then we'll come back.
No, we will be back next week, guys. Hopefully, in case things go down. I'll go into a limitless meet and greet. God, look at me being a tosser. Not a meet and greet. Limitless team event. We're going bowling. So shout out the
gang.
Fingers
crossed we can get there in time, though.
Yeah, because I'm yapping now. But we love you all, guys. And we will catch you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Have a good week.
See you.